Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. Throughout this series, you have often heard me say the following. Check out the YouTube version of this episode, which has accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams. Let me remind you about the channel that presents the videos of each episode in our series. The YouTube channel's name is Timeline, and its tagline is The Fascinating Chronology of Events from the Big Bang to Modern Human History. You can find the direct link to the channel in the show notes or at my website, markvinette.com. The channel consists of four history video series. The first is History of North America, which, as you know, presents each podcast episode in video format with images. The second is the eponymous Timeline series of videos, which is an exhilarating journey all the way back to the scientific view of creation. Titans of History is the channel's third video series, which presents the incredible people and events that shaped the course of history. Here's a popular audio sample of the eclectic topics to be found on the Timeline video channel about the British Museum and its huge collection of artifacts, including many valuable items connected with the history of North America. This edition of Titans of History presents the British Museum in London. The British Museum is located in the scholarly Bloomsbury district of London and is dedicated to human history, art, and culture. Its permanent collection, numbering 8 million works, is among the largest and most comprehensive in existence and originates from all continents. Its eclectic artifacts illustrate and document the story of human culture from its beginnings to the present. The British Museum was established in 1753, largely based on the collections of the Irish-born British physician and scientist, Sir Hans Sloane. The museum first opened to the public on the site of the current museum building. Its expansion over the following 2.5 centuries was largely a result of an expanding British colonial empire. The British Museum was the first of a new kind of museum, that is, national, belonging to neither church nor king, freely open to the public, and aiming to collect everything. The original collection has grown to over 13 million objects, with millions more in its two former branches, the Natural History Museum and the British Library. The iconic main entrance to the museum displays an impressive Greek Revival facade facing Great Russell Street. The aim of the British Museum is to hold, for the benefit of humanity, a collection representative of world cultures and ensure that the collection is housed in safety, conserved, curated, researched, exhibited, and made available to the widest possible public. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation and look forward to sharing history with you again soon. Here's another fun audio sample of a video featuring one of the Fab Four who invaded North America in 1964. This edition of Titans of History presents John Lennon, Imagine. Imagine is a song written and performed by the English musician John Lennon, a former member of The Beatles. Lennon composed Imagine at his home on a Steinway piano one morning in early 1971. His wife Yoko Ono watched as he composed the melody, chord structure, and almost all the lyrics, nearly completing the song in one brief writing session. Lennon and Ono co-produced the song and album of the same name with Phil Spector. Recording began at Lennon's home studio in May 1971, with final overdubs taking place in July at the Record Plant in New York City. The song became Lennon's best-selling single of his solo career, and the lyric eventually attained iconic status around the world. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people, sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation and look forward to sharing history with you again soon.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The next audio sample is taken from a video presenting one of the most beloved period drama television series broadcast throughout North America in English, French, and Spanish. This edition of Titans of History presents Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey is a British period drama television series created by Julian Fellowes and co-produced by Carnival Films and PBS Masterpiece. The series, set in the fictional Yorkshire country estate of Downton Abbey, depicts the lives of the aristocratic Crawley family and their servants in the post-Edwardian era, with the great events in history having an effect on their lives and on the British social hierarchy. Such events depicted throughout the series include news of the sinking of the Titanic, the 1912 Marconi scandal, the First World War, the Spanish influenza pandemic, the Jazz Age, the formation of the Irish Free State, the Teapot Dome scandal, the United Kingdom general election of 1923, and the Beer Hall Putsch. Downton Abbey has received acclaim from television critics and won numerous accolades for its sixth series. It was recognized by Guinness World Records as the most critically acclaimed English-language television series. It earned the most nominations of any international television series in the history of the Primetime Emmy Awards and is the most successful British costume drama series since the 1981 television serial of Brideshead Revisited. Translated in numerous languages, by series end, it has become one of the most widely watched television drama shows in the world. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation and look forward to sharing history with you again soon. The fourth and final video series on the channel are introductions to each of my books of historical fiction. The 10-volume set is presented in 10 short synoptic videos, highlighting each adventure through time and history. I am the author of Denari Novels, a series of exciting international historical thrillers. When joining our History of North America Patreon group, you will receive as a welcome gift Volume 1 of this 10-book series, as well as many other membership benefits. Here's the audio trailer from the video describing Book 2 in the series about a fascinating murder mystery and suspense caper involving Shakespeare, the Tudors, and Queen Elizabeth I.
The Dead Letter, a novel by Mark Vinette. Modern England collides with the Elizabethan era in this exciting international murder mystery and historical suspense thriller. Author Mark Vinette presents his sophomore novel, The Dead Letter, a page-turner about family, greed, and intrigue. Embark on an incredible journey from New York City's Central Park to the United Kingdom in the search for the contents of The Dead Letter. American investigator David Wade and his global team of fascinating experts, Denari, crisscross the British Crown cities of London, Cambridge, Oxford, and Stratford-upon-Avon on a dangerous mission to solve a Shakespearean enigma amidst controversy, violence, betrayal, and deception. Beautiful fashion designer Julia Cartier is again caught up in the action and determined to help solve the ancient enigma. This fast-paced adventure turns back the clock to the year 1603, a world in the midst of radical change, a reformation in faith, ideas, literature, and fashion, led by the realm's glorious Virgin Queen.
I'm Mark Vinette, and thanks for joining me. It's always nice to have your company. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.